Support for Packline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Express yourself.
Hi, this is Ruth Yvonne from Bethel, Alaska. Beautiful Bethel, Alaska. You are on KYUK Talk Show today, and we're still doing the fundraiser that started. If anyone is listening out there, and if you really, really, you know, always, we rely on KYUK. We all do. We listen to it religiously. That means all the time when there's ball games, my husband listens to KYUK. When there's ball games, and he loves Sunday morning gospels. Even in Anchorage, we were listening to KYUK Gospel Hour for a couple hours on Sunday morning. So as we were in the hospital, and so let's help KYUK, the only station that does Yupik news, and we've had winners, beautiful winners. Three winners yesterday. So if you, we'll tell you about how to get prizes and daily prizes. So if you like to listen to the news, you pick news, you can donate, help KYUK. We've had winners from Gasigilokan at Mautok, so let's tell you about that first. Anyway, if you donate $5 or more daily, there's hot prizes today. There'll be two winners. Anyway, yesterday, October 2nd, there were three winners because they donated $5 or more. So if you want to win something every day, donate every day. It's up to you. Yesterday, the anonymous donor got Myers Farm Produce, also Irene Nikolai from Atmausok, one from Uncommon Pizza, and Nikolai Larson from Kasiglok won also. So,
so those three winners yesterday, they won a Myers Produce box, a Myers Farm Produce box.
Them.
Yeah, all three of those.
Okay.
We had three winners yesterday, and then we'll pick two winners by 5 p.m. today.
For Uncommon Pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
There'll be a $100 gift certificate from Uncommon Pizza. We'll select two winners, and each winner will receive a $100 gift certificate if you donate $5 or more today.
Wonderful.
And
two
ways
winners for today.
Yeah, and ways to give. You could go to our webpage, our website, kyuk.org, anytime. It's very easy. Our donate button is at the top right corner, and you can also click on that thermometer. We're currently a little over, we passed the $68,000 mark this morning, about an hour ago. You could also phone us in. You could give us a call at 543-3131 during our normal business hours of 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or you could stop by the station before October 10 at 5 p.m. during our normal business hours of Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And also, Ruth, we do have a caller on the line.
Yeah, wonderful. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Hey, Sue. Hi.
I knew you were going to start telling me to call, so I beat you to it and called. Yeah, definitely.
Glad
support
you called.
KYUK. Definitely support KYUK. They have Friday night bingo, and effective this weekend, they're adding Saturday night bingo. Friday and Saturday night bingo goes to KYUK. So anyone that wants to check out bingo, or if you're a bingo player already, Saturday night now is open up for bingo for KYUK proceeds.
Okay.
Yep. So support KYUK, support the workers that are there to keep bingo going, because a lot of them are doing it on top of regular jobs, so work until late in the evening. So I appreciate that they're able to staff up like that. I'll come by later on today to donate. I'm not sure if I'm going to go for the beanie. That's a $120 donation plus a chance at that Alaska Airlines flight thing at the end of the fundraising events. They're going to draw winners on that. So I'll come by later today and put out a bid. Saturday market's a week away, but tomorrow's craft sale at VFW. We have a craft sale going on at VFW from 10 till 2. And the following Saturday will be a Saturday market being planned at Culture Center. So two weekends of shopping and crafting, and then there'll be about a month break before craft sales and Saturday market picks up again. And that gives enough crafter, you know, the time to build up their inventory for the holiday shoppers. Other than that, anyone that wants to help bag sort for food bank, we got a work party today, 1:30 to 3:30 at the warehouse next to the winter shelter. And what we do is we kind of sort and bag sort the food ahead of time, because the next weekend on the 11th will be our food bank, monthly food bank, which is the second Saturday of each month from noon to 2 at Emory School. And it will be registration for the new year, federal fiscal year. So there's always that bottleneck and that challenge of everybody getting re-registered again. It's kind of how we have to do it, because that's a federal fiscal year. And it's a lot of work. And I know with PFDs out and stuff, we'll probably have less people hitting food bank. They're certainly out, still eligible. And we'll be registering people like November and December and everything. And by then, most everybody will be back on board for food bank. Any questions on any of that?
Oh, no. Thank you for calling, Sue.
I'm glad to see you back. Are you going to be at the craft sale tomorrow?
Yeah, Lord willing, I'll be there. We're leaving on the 7th. He has more appointments.
Oh, my. But he's doing good right now, right?
Yeah, he is doing good.
Uh-huh. Answer to all of our prayers there, you know?
Thank you very much. Yeah. Even one of the nurses saying, your prayers are working. Prayers are working. I was so glad to hear that from the nurse.
Yep.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow then. And
I want to see
everybody.
Yep. Yay. Good.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Yeah, bye. I'm glad you called. So nice. So, there's ways of giving, kyuk.org. You can call 543-3131 on weekdays, or you can bring them right to KYUK. And the easiest way is to do it online, kyuk.org.
Yeah, it takes less than 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's good. If you donate $25 or more, you're automatically entered to the drawing that's going to happen on October 10th, the last day of the fundraiser on Friday by 5 p.m. If you donate $25 or more, I know we will donate. That's our KYUK. It's been on since early 70s and there's lots of stuff in KYUK that are being worked on. So, the grand prize for October 10th, if you donate $25 or more, the round trip ticket where Alaska Airlines flies everywhere anywhere it flies. It flies downstate anywhere. So two round-trip tickets for the grand prize.
Yeah, and we'll select one winner.
And they'll select only one winner. Thank you, Matt. Okay, so if you donate $5 or more, there'll be a hot prize this evening for two winners. $100 gift certificate from Uncommon Pizza. So, kids, I mean, everyone has family, so you guys can order lots of pizza. So, that's a good gift, $100 gift certificate. At least three or so pizzas. So nice. Well, there are also thank you gifts. Like you can donate $120 in a single donation or $10 a month. You'll able to receive KYUK insulated tote bag or an embroidered beanie with artwork, a KYUK embroidered beanie with artwork by Mary K. Dolan. Oh, nice. Okie dokie. So nice. I bet it looks really nice because it says embroidered with artwork. Must be very interesting. Yay. So there's ways of giving. Yes?
We do have a caller.
Oh, good morning, KYUK.
Yeah. Dosu.
E?
Oh, good morning. Hi, Hwaka. This is Bonnie Gregory.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Lum.
Oh, Hwaka Rusi. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning to KYUK.
Oh, yeah. Nakpa. I just want to give some information at the Chalisa meeting this summer. I told about how a high percentage of our women are being sex trafficking, and I'm a board member as well, and I was told it was a great area, but I hope that that it will stop being a great area and really needing our young ladies out there to be careful when they come to Anchorage, you know, because a lot of vulnerability and being naive about the city, and there's predators that, you know, are taking our people, especially in our region. So I just want to give that information out, and that we're having a fundraiser. Priceless is having a fundraiser. Love Alaska. They have a coffee shop called Refuge in Spinard, and you could also go online and support them financially as well. And they're bringing restoration to these young ladies, and they're bringing purpose back. So I'm just hoping that the mamas listening in the region right now to, you know, talk about the dangers of coming to the city. And I know I did that before, too. I was foolish when I was young, but it's more dangerous now than ever. So, yeah, if you look online on Refuge, they're bringing our ladies back to restoration and back to becoming positive, contributing people in, you know, in society. So I just wanted to share that with you, and I'm hoping that there will be more light brought into this, and that like APD and FBI take this seriously. Even my friend from Kotzebue saw someone taking someone right by JCPenney, and it's they're being reckless, and they're not even afraid. So I just know that through, you know, talking about it, hopefully we'll see some movement and change. So I just wanted to share that. Koryanakpa, Nisa, this is very important and something that we really need to make known. And we need to protect our young ladies. Koyana Ruth, Koyana Kpa.
Thank you for calling in. Yes, that was Bonnie Gregory. Thank you for calling. So if you like to listen to the news or Gospel Hour at Classic Kufchik, if you like it, Sunday morning gospel hours. We really like it when we're at fish camp. We love to listen to gospel hours. Even when we're not here, we stream it and listen to it. And I know there's a lot of people that are downstates that do listen to KYUK. So we need your help, this is our radio station and belongs to the Delta, you know.
And we're one of the more longer-standing bilingual stations. I believe we're the first in the nation to be a bilingual radio station.
Yes. Yeah, it is. I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. And, also, like, services like Monday Uke to Uke, our Monday morning coffee at KYEK show, and also Friday Talk Line like today. These services are free for you and for the community to chime in and to, you know, give updates wherever you are and, you know, on any related topic. It's just phenomenal of how many people tune in and give their, you know, their 2 cents. And also I'd like to mention a comment from this morning's donation from Avery Hoffman. Very kind comment. Is one of my childhood best friends. He said, I get to listen to Matthew Hunter's enthusiastic voice every day, which is me. Thank you, Avery. I appreciate it. And when he commentates at local sporting events, good news, we are doing basketball this year. Joining in the studio with me is Kristen Hall.
Yes. You know, I, this is not a popular opinion, but I was not a big listener of basketball games on the radio until I heard Matthew Hunter on the radio.
I appreciate it.
You know, it's just so entertaining, really fun to listen to. I was actually talking to Anna Hoffman about Matthew Hunter's commentating on basketball games. And we agreed, you know, sometimes we don't even want to go to the games,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. That's what I've heard many times.
It is really fun just listening to it on the radio because you make it so exciting and interesting. And, you know, being able to listen to, you know, a local friend, a neighbor, you know, someone that we know. It's just such a cool experience to be able to hear our friends and neighbors and family members on the radio and stay connected to each other with this community resource that is powered by all of us, you know, whether it's Ruth's voice or Matthew's voice. It takes all of us supporting each other to make sure that this service continues. And I came into the studio not to talk about basketball, actually, but I wanted to make a quick clarification. We are not the first bilingual radio station in the country, but we are the oldest. So, you know, we may have not been the first, but we have continued on to be the oldest indigenous owned and operated radio station in the country. We went on air first in 1971. So for over 50 years, you know, our community members have helped us sustain this programming and this service. And we are so appreciative.
Thank you, Kristen. To be able to be a part of this community in one way or another, and I get to showcase, you know, what I can bring to the table, and, you know, I'm very fortunate and blessed to be able to be in a position to provide for my community. Mm. You know, growing up, I was always asked, you know, what do you want to do, you know, with your life, Matthew? What do you want to do for your career? And I really didn't know until of recent, back in 2021 or 2022, I can't remember which year, but I got asked to commentate. It was very random, very abrupt. I was just a spectator at the high school, and Beth Hoffman just happened to walk by and ask me out of the blue, and I was like, sure, I'll try it out. Let's see it.
Yes.
Because I've been around radio. I've been around the KYEK for all my life. Mm. I mean, growing up at fish camp in the summers, I've always heard and listened to KYEK. It's a great service to the YK Delta.
Yeah, you know, I think one of I think we're getting a call. I'll finish that thought shortly.
Yes. Good morning.
Oh.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning. My name is John Nick. I'm from Bethel.
Good morning.
Am I on talk line?
Yes, you are. You're live.
Oh, boy, am I live. Anyway, I had a funny thing happen to me a couple of days ago, and I'd like to share it with the people who are listening. I had a 911 call come from here. The police came over, and they were checking the call was okay, and I told them I didn't call that number. Somebody else called it, and, you know, when you do those type of things, that's against the law. And I want people to know that they think they're doing none fun, but you can go to jail for falsifying a call. I just want people to know if you get those types of calls, I was going to tell the police, I gave them my phone number. If you want to be a good detective, all you had to do was look on the phone where the phone call came from and then track that person down and give them a warning or a citation for doing those type of things, because they might have other emergencies rather than falsified calls. Ain't there a law against that? Hello?
Yeah, we could hear you. You're doing fine.
Okay, anyway, I want to warn people that when something like that comes about, you should have the police give me your phone number and tell them in a nice, mannerly way that you can look under the phone number where you got that 911 call, and it should relate right back to the original phone number that they called. And if it's not your phone number and they're falsifying a call from another resident, they should be warned or put under some kind of scrutiny. You know what I mean? Because 911 is a critical number. That's where life-saving instances are real emergencies. When you do that, it might hold somebody else up during a dire emergency. It might cost their life or whatever might come about. You know, we should let people know about that.
Oh, thank you for calling in about that. That's good to know.
That's concerning on my part, not only for me, not for me to get in trouble, but for others in case they really need it in order to survive. You know, that's why I was calling.
Hey, John, I do want to answer your question. Yes, there are laws against falsifying reports. And thank you for bringing that awareness to KYEK. That's why KYEK is such a great service, you know, bringing awareness to these type of situations. So thank you for calling.
Yeah, I like to warn people, let people know. Mm-hmm. And if the cop wants to be a really good detective, and you're the good detective, you will let them know the phone number where they received it from. And all they got to do is do little detective work and find out where that source came from. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's recorded right on the phone. And you'll know when you give them your phone number, being truthful about it, they can match that and they know it's not your number. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Because it records everything. It's a simple solution. Anyway, thank you for letting me share these moments and let people be advised on people who might be coming over, you know, like the police or something.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, John, for calling into Friday Talk Line.
Yes, sir. Thank you for letting me listen. And happy day to everyone here in Delta.
Thank you. You too. I do apologize, but yeah, there are laws against falsifying reports. So thank you, John Nick, for bringing your situation to KYUK. That type of awareness is vital. It's bringing awareness to where people are falsifying reports. Yeah, do not do that. We do not condone those type of things. So thank you, John.
Thank you. Since we're doing the talk show and waiting for people to call, we are also a very important happening this week and a few more next week is the fundraising. That's very important for KYUK to stay online, you know, alive. And so let's donate and help KYUK. If you donate $25 or more, you're automatically entered into the big prize drawing on October 10th and do it by 5 p.m. Grand prize winner is two round trip tickets anywhere you're only plane your Alaska Airlines flight.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
We do have a new challenge in from this morning, Ruth. Frank yes. Nikolai challenges Carol, my mom. Hopefully she is listening. And Stephanie to meet or beat his pledge of $30. So Carol and Stephanie, if you guys are listening, you guys have a challenge to meet or beat of $30.
That's right. You can respond to that challenge by making a pledge online at kyuk.org or give us a call. We've got Rita on the phone lines this morning, 907-543-3131, or stop by the station. We'd love to see you.
Thank you. Yeah, there's ways of giving.
That's right. And, you know, we have our fall fundraiser that goes through next Friday. And our goal is to raise $100,000 by next Friday. And next Saturday, we're doing something really special. We've got the Cusco Jamboree, a benefit concert for KYUK. It will feature Bamua, Quinn Christofferson, who is a former Tiny Desk winner from NPR, Jacques Longpre, and the Cusco Band. It's going to be a great evening. It'll be at the Cultural Center. Doors open at 6 p.m.
Yeah, we have a huge, strong lineup for the Cusco Jamboree. I'm very excited personally. I haven't seen Bamua in person before, but... you know, I do listen to their Yuchtin songs and also stuff on their YouTube. Phenomenal videos, too.
Yes, they are great performers. And the tickets are $25 a person, which I think it's a great deal, you know, to be able to see four acts in one evening. You know, I don't think that is something that you really get a chance to do very often for only $25. So, it goes to a great cause to help to support KYUK, and it's a great deal. It'll be a great evening. We hope you can join us.
We were supposed to perform, but I don't think we'll be able to because Ina's going to be out of town that weekend, and my husband and I are traveling on the 7th. For more appointments in Anchorage A&MC. So that'll be so wonderful to watch it. Hope somebody records it and archives it. Because we saw some archives and we were singing. My mom was playing banjo. My nephew was playing the guitar. I was also playing guitar, and I was playing the piano, and we were singing. It's so, we were looking so young. I saw it on Facebook. Someone put it there, and I'm glad you did it. It's so, I was thinking of how we used to get ready and fly down from Nunapichuk here to perform for KYUK to help fundraise. Yeah, those were, they used to do it on TV, and they'd be right, we did it right there inside KYUK. And, boy, those were the days. It's still going. KYUK still trudging along and meeting in, goals, and I'm so glad it's going good. So let's help KYUK. Ikayo kunapot KYUK. Kimitang yuktu news alalga in Yupik News in this Delta area. KYUK is the only one that is bilingual in this area, which is wonderful. Asikaluni. So if you donate $5 or more, there's daily hot prizes. So they'll do two winners today. So if you're wanting to donate, you can call straight to 543-3131. Or you can call, you can do KYUK.org through the internet. And but when you do 3131, it has to be weekday, and you also can go in person. Last year, I was hosting it with Mary. I think it was last year. And we actually saw people coming in there and donating in person. You know, that's how much we care for KYUK. People actually coming there. On their way somewhere or just walking over. And it's good to have KYUK with us. So if you want to make a phone call, the radio numbers, which ones are open, Matt?
So we have all three open. We have our 543-2756, 543-5985, and our toll-free number, 800-995-8954 to get onto Talkline.
Yes.
Oh, and so also, sorry, Ruth, I do have a quick announcement. So ME, they are seeking talented folks who are able to paint, to face paint. If you could paint faces, they would love to have you at the ME Little Children's Carnival. ME is seeking face painters for Little Children's Carnival. It starts on Saturday, October 25, 2025, from 12 noon to 3 p.m. You can contact the ME school if you'd like to volunteer. So any talented face painters in the YK Delta, contact the ME school before October 25.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's good to know. Yeah, very good to know.
Ooh, and also, Emmy posted another announcement that Reading Warriors begins on Monday, October 6th. That's in a few days. Students participating in Reading Warriors are to be picked up at 3 p.m. Again, Reading Warriors beginning on Monday, October 6th. Transportation is provided, and snacks are also provided daily.
Wow, that's nice. Yes. And things are happening in the Delta, because before freeze up, usually in the villages, they, you know, put their boats up. And so it's going to be happening, because it's not getting warmer. It's getting chillier out there.
Yeah, it's getting colder and darker.
Yes, so be careful when traveling. Travel in the daytime is best.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ooh, and also today is Friday, October 3. ME is hosting a family skate night tonight for preschool and kindergarten only from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. And then grades 1 through 2 only are from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. And that is tonight. Admission is $5 per skater, and there's free popcorn and lemonade for everyone.
Yes, it's still happening at ME School.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I used to teach Matthew.
Yeah, yeah, when I was a little boy at ME, you're my UPIC teacher.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I remember.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, I remember ME. It looked way different and more open back then. And comparing it to now, it's truly insane of how much changed.
Yes, I know that. Yes. Yeah, it used to be open. Yes. Okie dokie. Back to KYUK fundraising. If you donate $25 or more, you're automatically entered into the drawing that'll happen at by 5 p.m. Friday, October 10th. Donate $25 for tip yuku. Enter for the grand prize drawing October 10 nami by 5 p.m. They'll have one winner for two round trip tickets anywhere Alaska Airlines flies. So let's help KYUK. And the daily $5 or more, daily hot prizes every day on weekdays. So let's help KYUK. Today's going to be two winners, a gift certificate, $100 gift certificate from Uncommon Pizza. So let's help KYUK. There's also, if you donate $120 or $10 a month, you'll be able to receive KYUK insulated tote bag. And it's a KYUK embroidered beanie with artwork by Mary Kay Dolan. So if you donate $120 or $10 a month, there'll be that receive that gift. Okie dokie. Our phone lines are open if you have anything that needs to be told. And there's a Susan Taylor called and said tomorrow they're going to have whoever wants to participate in the Saturday market. It'll be in the bingo hall. That's VFW. So doors open. Vendors usually come at 9 and set up, and it'll start be from 10 o'clock to 2 p.m. So if you haven't not anything to do, just go over there and see all your Bethel people that make things. I'll be, Lord willing, I'll be there too if I can. I'd like to participate and see some people I haven't seen for a while. Okie dokie, that'll be so nice to go to if everything goes well, because we never know. So KYUK is one radio station that's unique. They even do KYUK basketball in Yupik. My husband really enjoys those when they do regionals here in Bethel. And that's when the big speakers are talking. Fritz is one of them. We hear him.
Yeah, Fritz, Charles, and Bosco.
Yeah.
What is his last name? I do apologize. Bosco from New Talk. Bosco Charles. There it is.
Okay, man, and him, and I think it's fun. That's if you speak fast.
Yeah, the games, the basketball games are very continuous and very constant. So, being able to keep up with, the players and the referees, it could be difficult at times. But, every volunteer that we've had in the past couple of years have been doing great, honestly. Everyone thoroughly enjoys providing commentary basketball to the YK Delta. It's one of the things I look forward more to, because I was a volunteer for KYUK before, jumping on the ship to work here. I volunteered for about a year and a half, for KYUK to do commentary basketball. And, I thoroughly enjoyed myself and my time, doing it. And, I found my place here at KYUK, and I'm very fortunate and blessed to be in the position I am in today, thanks to, listeners like everyone tuning in.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Matthew, for being a talk show person and helping out KYUK. There's our friend Molly coming. Thank you, Samoan C. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
She's bringing us lunch. Tuyana, see you. Yeah. Okie dokie. If you're an elder and if you haven't, if you're, I think it's 60 years and older, and if you, they deliver lunches to elders, today's probably a sandwich and apple juice and something else inside the sack. So if you're over 60 years and older, just give a call, and you live here in Bethel, you can call ONC 543-2608 and talk to their luncheon program. They help elders. They deliver their lunches, which is so nice to have. Yeah, it's different over in Anchorage. They have a senior center, and I've checked it out when we were tired of hospital food, and they serve a variety of foods, and this summer they did seagull eggs, which I was really surprised. Whoever wanted seagull eggs, they had to sign our name, and we line up and we get it. And they do every day, they do something different over at the senior center from 12 to 2. Fridays they do live music, and they dance over there, and they have other things going on, like sewing or shopping or whatever elders need help over there. And they get to socialize and meet. That's where I see friends over there whenever I go. And sometimes I bring Tony when he wants to go. When he can't go, we bring him lunch.
Mm-hmm. And you said this is ONC who offers this, right?
Pardon?
And who offers this program for elders?
Something senior something. I don't know the name.
Okay, and you said it's from ONC?
Oh, yeah, this in Bethel.
Okay,
in Bethel it is ONC.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Which is so nice, because the elders, some of them, they really need help.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
The elders, yes. So I'm so glad about that. So when we're here, they send us lunch. Yeah.
Ooh, I do have a announcement that just got emailed in.
Okie dokie.
All right. Yeah, you can stop by the drive-up flu and COVID vaccine clinic this Saturday, October 11. Or excuse me, that's next week. I do apologize. Stop by the drive-up flu and COVID vaccine clinic on Saturday, October 11, next week from 12 noon to 3 p.m. in the parking lot across from the hospital in Bethel. Also, another announcement from our email, please dress kids appropriately as it is getting colder. You know, a sweater only is not enough clothing. Thank you, Zachary, for that comment. And that is true. Yeah, it is getting colder and darker. So, I mean, get reflective tape onto your winter clothing this year, this upcoming winter. I mean, everyone knows that the sun goes down fairly early during the winter here in Alaska. So reflective tape is always good to carry or have on your clothing.
Yeah, and it protects the children. Because especially when it's raining, everything's dark and you can't hardly see anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's very good to hear because they do have reflective tapes.
And also... go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, and also another announcement from the Southwest Alaska Arts Group. The holiday season is officially upon us. The gift shop at the Cultural Center is open for your holiday shopping. So First Friday is this week, today. They'll be open from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. There is a discount offered if you shop in the gift shop. Their annual steel salmon and raven auction is scheduled for the 18th of October. You can join them for a dinner and a fun night of bidding. You can visit their website, swagak.org, for more information. And also the swag gift shop hours are from noon to 4 p.m. on Wednesday through Saturdays, except Saturday market days, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're located in the Culture Center.
Yeah, it's good to find stuff from Saturday markets. That's where I get some of my birthday gifts when I go there. Yeah, so nice because there's a variety of stuff.
Oh, yeah. A lot of good stuff from local artists and beyond.
Yes. Yep. So this Friday it's going to be at VFW. So if you want to see or go check it out, 10 o'clock. It's almost already 11 o'clock so fast. Yes. So there's ways of giving. You can call KYUK directly, 543-907-543-3131. Weekdays, you can even go in person or KYUK.org. There's a donation button there, and you can do that. And after all the fundraising till October 10th, you'll have a Cusco Jamboree at the Cultural Center on October 11th, and the doors will open at 6 p.m.
Yes.
Yes.
And ticket admissions are
$25. $25 admissions.
Yeah, and all proceeds benefit KYUK. So, again, we do have a strong lineup for this Jamboree. We have Bum Yo, Jacques Longpre, the Cusco Band, and Quinn Christofferson. So, yeah, four acts in one night. So, do not miss it.
Yeah. So nice. Okay. And if you donate $25 or more, you'll be automatically entered into the drawing October 10th, Friday by 5 p.m. And there'll be one winner, two round trip tickets wherever Alaska Airlines flies. It flies even to Hawaii,
I believe they fly out of the country as well. I could be wrong, though, but let me get more information on that.
Yeah, that would be nice. So awesome. So if you also donate $5 or more, there's a daily prize, weekdays. Today there will be two winners, $100 gift certificate from Uncommon Pizza. So a lot of people like to go there. I know my grandson loves to go there when he can to go have pizza. Mm-hmm. Yes, Isaiah, Ivan.
Yeah. I would go there.
Anyway, so today it's seem like it's gonna rain, but I don't know. It's cloudy, and trees are getting golden, and some are falling off of the trees. The leaves are starting to fall. And Bethel is really different mm-hmm. from when we were small. There used to be no trees, only the bushes and a tundra.
Mm.
Bethel really has grown.
Yes,
very,
that's
very
lovely to hear.
Yeah, very, very much.
Really Ruth, I do have some confirmation about the Alaska Airlines. They do fly out of the country. They fly to Mexico, Canada, and now Japan.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah. So they do fly to Japan now.
Wow.
Yeah, that is. Alaska Airlines has really big jets too now.
Yeah.
Yes. And then there are smaller ones. My son and his wife travel to Anchorage with two seats on each side. That's a smaller jet. And then there's bigger jets too. So we're so glad for Alaska Airlines.
Yeah, we are so glad too.
Yes, because without it, we couldn't travel. There's no other planes except for other personal planes that do travel over there. But the main one is Alaska Airlines for the whole Delta.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's lots of people that go to Anchorage from everywhere. We see them at ANMC. We've been there all summer and we've seen a lot of different people.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad KYUK is going to meet whatever our goal is.
Yeah, $100,000 by Friday, October 10.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait for us to meet that.
Yeah, so currently on our webpage, you can go to kyuk.org. The donate button is at the top right. It's very easy to navigate through. And also the KYUK Fall Drive thermometer. Currently, we're at $69,370. So we're a little over $30,000 left to go by October 10. And if you'd like to pledge today, again, go to our webpage, kyuk.org. The donate button is at the top right. You can give us a call at 543-3131. Rita will be happy to assist you during our normal business hours of Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Also, if you'd like to come into person here in Bethel to our radio station, we're located at 640 Radio Street, if you'd like to donate in person.
Yeah. That's so easy to donate. Yep. Kuya Nakpa. I'm glad to be a part of KYUK this morning. Because without KYUK, we would not have known all these years when to fish, when not to fish. You know, the law-abiding citizens. really listen to those. And I've heard that fish was plentiful this summer.
Ooh, yes, here. It was. I've heard a lot of, a lot of positivity of this fish season.
A few days of the trout fishing stopped for maybe for a week or so, if I'm right, if I heard right, that really helped the fish to pass.
Yes.
So, so if you want to win something today, if you donate $5 or more, there'll be two winners, $100 gift certificate from Uncommon Pizza.
Yeah. Oh, and also I do want to clarify, all sustainers, which are monthly donators, you are automatically entered as well into the Daily Hot Prize every weekday, and also the grand prize drawing on October 10.
Wow, that's a double prize thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
and,
nice.
Yeah, and also if you do donate $120 in one go, you will receive a insulated tote bag or an embroidered beanie with artwork by KYUK's Mary Kate Dolan, or if you are donating $10 a month. So those are our thank you gifts. Again, we do have challenges. We have three challenges today. First challenge from this morning was from Avery Hoffman. He challenges John John Fredericks to beat his pledge of $120. So, John Fredericks, if you're listening, or if anyone listening that knows John Fredericks, do let him know that he has a challenge that he has to beat. And also, Frank Nikolai Jr. challenges Carol and Stephanie to meet or beat his pledge of $30. And Ruth, fun fact, Carol is my mom. Frank Nikolai challenges my mom, Carol, and also Auntie Stephanie to meet or beat his pledge of $30. So, do beat or meet his pledge today. And also, Colin McDonald challenges any Thirsty Thursday show fans to raise $1,200 to bring back the show. And Colin and Andy will fly back to Bethel for a reunion show. Nice.
So nice and interesting. Well, we have three more minutes. Thank you for the people that have called, and thank you for supporting KYUK, and thank you for all the news and all the things that we need to know, especially the fish campers, fishing people, even from close by villages. Mm-hmm. At the tundra villages, they have to know ahead of time because they have to prepare, because it takes them about an hour and a half to 2 hours or so to come down to do their fishing. So I know that whenever a fish is going to be open, I know it's just like we used to do commercial fishing here.
Mm-hmm.
My mom used to be our captain. My husband used to be a captain, and we all helped each other, and I used to fish with my mom. I even fished with Peter Jacobs one time. He called me and said, I have no one to help me. Could you help me today? He said it in Yupik. And I was so excited. I get myself ready, and I went to their house, and he said, his wife, Peter Jacobs' wife is my auntie, my dad's sister. And then I went in there, and he said, "You came too early." And I said, I'll wait for you. I'll wait, because I wanted to be with my auntie and uncle. And so we caught lots of silvers that time, and I'm so proud of that. I get, you know, because I did fish with my uncle, and and I had my helper's permit that time.
That's beautiful.
So, yeah, really. And I got to do the net and do the motor and go back and forth. And it was, so, we didn't fish far away. We went up right above Bethel, and we caught a lot of silvers. I even remember how much he paid me because I never forgot.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
And Ruth, sorry, we are winding down. Yesterday's winner, yesterday was Thursday, October 2. There was three winners in total, an anonymous donor in Bethel, Farm Produce Box winners. And if you do donate today, sorry, we have two winners. You have to donate by 5 p.m. today. Two winners will receive a $100 gift certificate to Uncommon Pizza. And next week, our grand prize drawing will be on Friday, October 10. Two round-trip tickets on Alaska Airlines, wherever they fly, and there'll be one winner.
Wow. You could even go to Japan.
Exactly, yeah.
Or Hawaii, or where else? The longest one, where else was that?
So Mexico, Canada, and Japan.
Oh, Mexico.
Yeah.
And Canada, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, Guyana, for listening to KYUK. You guys have a wonderful weekend, and see us at Saturday Market tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth.
Okay, yeah, bye.